You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Hour number two, Roto Experts. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Jaylen Brown, by the way, definitely got to pick up. Scored a career high 25 points after Gordon Hayward left in that first quarter on Tuesday night. So pick up Jaylen Brown. He is awesome. All right. We're going to get to the snap counts here coming up a little bit. I also, we're going to go YouTube Live starting about 5 minutes from now. And we've kind of talked about this a little bit, but your waivers are, a lot of people's waivers are running on Wednesday night. Mine already ran. But if you don't have a quarterback this week, you're in trouble, right?
Not really.
Okay, so this is what I want to talk about coming up at about 7:10 a.m. Eastern time. I also want to talk about tight ends because, as Matt was saying, there's a lot of tight ends out there that all could kind of give you the same thing. How do you differentiate between which tight end you're going to get? We'll talk about the quarterbacks and the tight ends, of which you can pick up potentially coming up at about 7:10 a.m. Eastern time here today. All right, before we do that, I do want to talk about Derrick Henry again for a moment. Because
Why? Why are we talking about Derrick Henry? Why
are we talking about
a backup running back?
You're not.
No, you're not.
A backup running back.
No, you're not. He's not a backup running back.
Why doesn't Tennessee... I'm a DeMarco Murray owner in one of my big leagues. Why don't they give this guy like a week off or so? I mean, seriously. He's been dealing with this hamstring injury. It's not going to get better. They came out and said now that it's going to be pretty much a 50-50 timeshare. Henry is the fourth quarterback. So just give this guy a break. You have somebody that can do it for a week or so.
And I also believe, and I haven't checked this, I feel like the Titans have a bye the week after, maybe? Is that possible?
I think it's 8 or 9.
All right, so the bye is coming. If you could just give him, if it's 8, you give him 7 and 8 off, he's a lot fresher week 9. Like, he is hurting DeMarco Murray. Hurting. And you saw Derrick Henry out-snap him, out-play him, out-score him this past week. I know a lot of that came on that long 72-yard touchdown, but you can't take that away. Derrick Henry looks good. Give him an opportunity and just get DeMarco healthy, because you have designs of going to the playoffs and trying to make some noise. You need a healthy DeMarco Murray, and the way to do it and when to do it is now.
Yeah, and you guys make a lot of sense because you have a guy like Henry. You can afford to rest Murray. Why keep throwing him out there? Look how good DeMarco Murray looked last year behind that great offensive line. Wouldn't you want to have DeMarco Murray come back and look at like a 100% DeMarco Murray? He still wasn't physically, but there's no explosion. There's no speed. When DeMarco Murray is healthy, he's a tremendous open field runner when he gets to the second level of defenders. You're not seeing it.
They're at Titans Cleveland this week. Has been stout against the run.
They're at Cleveland. They do have the bye.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think this is the week to do it.
I totally
agree.
Especially
that they played Monday night. You give him, you want to say short week or so. I don't know. I think they could beat Cleveland without DeMarco Murray.
I mean, I feel like he had didn't he have a game earlier this season where he went off a little bit?
DeMarco Murray?
No, Derrick Henry.
This past week.
He had another game earlier in the season.
But he wasn't getting the snaps.
But that's the thing. I just think next week he's going to go back to the same thing.
But they've come out now this time and said.
I feel what you're saying, but they probably said the same thing last time.
Murray could get hurt worse at any moment, and he could just all of a sudden have to be pressed into more carries.
But the thing about it is, it's not really so much about the carries. It's about the carries, but can you start him comfortably, Derrick Henry?
In a bye week? No, you can't. Not until Murray's out of the picture.
There you go. All right, we take a break. We'll come back. We'll go YouTube Live. What quarterback, gentlemen, are you picking up to play this weekend? Which tight end are you doing the same with? We'll talk about that live on YouTube when we come back here on the Roto Experts.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
We'll be right back.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts. And guys, I have James Winston as my starting quarterback.
Congratulations.
Thank you. May I? Okay. Thank you. This is
James Winston right there.
This is my starting quarterback. It's James Winston.
Got to put a little tape on his shoulder.
Wrap up his shoulder a little bit. I'll get you back, Jameis, here.
Thank you.
Problem is, well, James Winston might not play this week. He's not throwing until later in the week.
Yeah.
Dirk Cutter's, maybe he'll play. But like,
if he said he's going to play, would you start him?
I don't want to start him.
Yeah, that's the thing. I agree.
I don't think it's looking good from the reports, though. He probably won't even throw until late in the week.
That's what we just said. Even if he does play, you risk him leaving the game. If he, like, correct, you said, you're not going to get a chance to throw till late in the week, so you risk him leaving the game, taking a shot. Not to mention going up to Buffalo. That defense has been stout this year. I'm going. I have his ears covered because I don't want him to hear this.
Yeah, let him know.
Even if he's healthy, I'm going to sit him this week.
Really?
So cute. This is going to be
the first time. This is the guy that brought a Russell Wilson doll from his house with something cut out on the back. This is going to be the first time in my life I've ever started Alex Smith in a fantasy game, ever. And I'm not happy about it, but it is what it is.
I mean, look.
Smith hasn't been bad at all.
Even
though.
Fitzpatrick, I don't want to start. Jake brought up the point on Frenzy yesterday. The Bills have allowed 2 touchdowns passing and have 8 interceptions on the season.
So that's Ryan Fitzpatrick and Jameis Winston, who I don't want to start.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to start you, Jameis, even if you play.
Yeah, I can understand that, and I'm his number one supporter, and I feel the same way.
I want
Ryan Fitzpatrick to start, though, just to see Ryan Fitzpatrick go out there and throw the ball 70 times.
I get intercepted 50.
I've been rooting for the Bills to lose all season and get the number one pick or something like that, get a franchise quarterback.
But I
do want to see them smoke Fitzpatrick.
The entire AFC East, though, has been like nobody's predicted. It's the 3 teams besides New England have played better than a lot of people have expected.
I agree.
The Patriots haven't played as well as people expected.
So
the Dolphins are 3-2.
So I look at my waiver wire, right? And I looked at it last night when I was trying to put my waiver bids in. Who could I pick up? And I look at these dudes and I was like, I don't know what to do. And I have a feeling there's a lot of people out there. Whether it's you lost Aaron Rodgers, you have some quarterbacks on a bye, you have a hurt Jameis Winston, you have a lot of people that are in the same boat as me. They don't know what to do.
Go Pack, go.
So here are my options, guys. And I know, Corey, you said it's not as bad as you think it is.
Not as bad as it looks.
Right. So maybe you guys can help me. Here are the guys that are out there. Jared Goff.
Yep.
Against Arizona. Trevor Siemian, who's also banged up, by the way, mm-hmm, against the Chargers. C.J. Beathard against Dallas. Smokin' Jay against the Jets. Blake Bortles against Indy. Eli against Seattle. Case Keenum against Baltimore. Josh McCown against Miami. Joe Flacco against Minnesota. Mitchell Trubisky against Carolina. And Brett Hundley against New Orleans. Those are all the starting quarterbacks available.
Smoking Jay is unstartable.
At some of these guys, like, they have good matchups, like Cutler, and like,
correct,
you know, we've talked about this before. Just because a guy has a good matchup doesn't mean he can take advantage,
right,
of it. So the two guys that jump out to me immediately are Hundley and McCown.
Okay.
I think McCown had a pretty good game against Miami earlier this season.
I think he had like 11 or 14 fantasy points. Give me 1 second.
Yeah. Like, I think he won't hurt you. I think it's the Dolphins and the Jets, but there's been high-scoring affairs with them in the past.
In this particular league, Scott, sorry for interrupting you, he had 14.6 fantasy points last time they played Miami.
Yeah, like I said, he won't hurt you. Maybe he'll help you, but I think Hundley's got better weapons. The Eagles' corners are going to have a lot of trouble with the Packers' wide receivers, so I think Hundley's the first guy you look at. If you don't get Hundley, I like McCown.
I like Jared Goff.
You like Jared Goff?
Yeah, I don't mind Goff. The two guys that are off my board immediately is Cutler's and
done.
Flacco.
Yeah.
I ain't starting Joe Flacco. I don't care about matchups anymore. Yeah. Joe Flacco's crap.
I'm not starting Bortles against anybody.
I mean, if you're ever going to start Bortles,
this is the week.
This is the week.
And
But they should just be running. He might throw the ball 12 times this week.
And he's been pretty good against the run.
Yeah.
They have been pretty good against the run.
And Eli Manning's not a consideration either.
Yeah, I was talking to Eli yesterday just because of the veteran status, and Eli's going to go out there and fight. But now, Jared Goff is the guy I like this week. Jared Goff, Tyrod Taylor, I think, can get some action also. But I think Jared Goff, listen, I think the Cardinals, if I'm not mistaken, are the fifth lowest against opposing QBs.
Correct.
And I think I looked at this last night. I think the implied total for the Rams this week is 25 points.
I don't have that one in front of me.
Yeah, I think it's 25
it's a good
points.
Matchup.
It's a
good matchup because, like, you know, Patrick Peterson can hold Sammy Watkins to one reception, and then you got the rest of the Rams receivers to do that thing. You know,
stream Robert Woods.
Actually, for real.
I think that Robert Woods.
Yeah. The sad thing with the Bills and like Tyrod Taylor is. It's actually a good matchup for him.
Yeah.
But he's got no receivers.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean,
too.
Who the hell's he throwing the ball to?
Nick O'Leary.
I like Nick O'Leary.
I'm playing Nick O'Leary this week.
Jameson Winston liked Nick O'Leary in college.
I forgot Nick O'Leary went to Florida State.
He was good in college.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on Nick O'Leary this week. Seriously. I know you're laughing. I know you're making your Irish jokes, but.
Oh, I would
I'm
never
shocked
do that.
Scott didn't do an Irish impression.
He did.
I would never do that.
What are you talking about?
I don't do that.
But I think there's a lot of tight ends out there that you probably feel more comfortable with than O'Leary. I think you're kind of desperate if you go in that direction.
So
you'd rather play O'Leary or Eric Ebron?
O'Leary?
So
that's really desperate.
So let's move on to the tight ends then, just for this exact reason. So this guy's available in this league? What the hell? Okay, I gotta make a change because I did not know he was available in my league. Oh, it's a different. Oh, I have too many tight ends in this league. Damn it!
Who's that? Who's the guy? Fill us in.
Jason Witten.
Oh, yo, you got to pick him up.
I don't need Jason Witten. I have Cameron Brate and Evan Ingram.
Oh, you don't need him.
I just don't need him. Let me go to the other league where I desperately need a tight end. All right. So this league, I started with Marty B. And
oh, don't play him.
Both Corey and Scotty said, I can't even own this guy anymore.
He's a bench player for fantasy.
Right, you told me. He's a bench player for fantasy.
I don't know if I want him at bench.
Right, Scotty told me to drop him. He totally droppable. I can't start him. So the tight ends that were available to me, I lost a bid on George Kittle by $1 last night.
Oh, that sucks.
Sucks. I wanted George Kittle. That was my guy. So the tight ends that were available to me on the waiver wire, Jumpin' Jack, that's Jack Doyle, Tyler Croft, Nick O'Leary, Zach Miller, Ben Watson, Ed Dixon, Kobe Fleener, Scott's boy Vernon Davis.
I mean, I don't know. Zach Miller, Ed Dixon, I'd probably.
Yeah, I like those two names right away. Yeah.
I like Miller and Dixon behind like Kittle and O'Leary. And even Ben Watson, you know what I'm saying? I think Ben Watson can get some action this week too. Yeah, Joe Flacco like to throw the ball to the tight end.
Well,
you know?
What were you saying about Watson yesterday?
Yeah,
he had
game two where he had 90 yards. He had that one touchdown in London and that's like it.
Yeah.
That's really he hasn't done the one thing if you were on Twitter yesterday, I mean if you weren't aware of this prior and you went on Twitter, you were reminded constantly that C.J. Beathard and George Kittle went to Iowa together.
It's so funny because I did not see that. Yes, I did not know that until I was on Twitter yesterday. And then I saw it several times. And I was like, oh, interesting. Yeah, George Kittle's the guy for sure. I think of Jack Doyle initially. You guys didn't like the Doyle pickup?
No, I do like
but
Doyle.
They got Jacksonville this week too. So, you know, and then you have Tyler Croft. There's always the possibility of for touchdown. I believe that C.J. Beathard and Kittle played together in college, right? Yeah.
Are you here? Yeah. Are you here? Or is this the spirit of Scott Engel?
Oh, boy.
He didn't just say that, did he? He didn't just say that, did he?
That was some wild stuff there. That was wild.
Scott, who was your connect? Who's your connect, Scott?
You.
Oh, no, please don't say that. Yeah. Come here, Mr. Parsons. Be like, what? Let me see your bag.
So anyway, I my initial lean was Jack Doyle. Maybe it's just because of how wild he was this past week. Jacksonville is 13th best against the run. I guess it's tight end, excuse me, when it comes to fantasy. So I think that Doyle, I thought that could be a start.
I don't think you're crazy about Nick O'Leary because somebody's got to catch this ball.
Correct! Somebody's going to catch the ball! Tyrod Taylor!
Didn't he get targeted like the last time?
Yes!
Six targets.
So the last time he played, you were Nick O'Leary in my league had seven points. He had five catches for 54 yards. That's pretty good. If he catches a touchdown, he was targeted six times.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Targeted six times, catches five balls for 54 yards. I like Nick O'Leary. You want a deep sleeper at tight end, Nick O'Leary's the guy. How's that? How's that feeling?
I like it. I like that. And it's passionate. And I like the way you took that stand, too.
Thank you. I've been saying it for 2 weeks since Charles Clay went down. If Nick O'Leary does anything,
you should have did like a limerick guy. For that.
Limerick. That would have been cool. I get the Zach Miller thing. I don't think Trubisky throws enough, though. That's my issue.
I think as the season progresses, we'll see him start to, you know,
and if
get
he
more
does,
and more
like Jake was saying the other day, a lot of times young quarterbacks will like to go to the tight end. So.
That's a good point, too, yeah. Scotty. That's a good point, too. All right.
Trubisky throw a touchdown to Deion Sims? Was it Sims who caught the touchdown?
It was
Zach Miller. It was hands.
Deion Sims. Yeah, he did throw a touchdown to him. Yeah,
Miller.
I'm pretty sure
Trubisky
Sims
threw a touchdown to Sims.
Oh, this past Sunday you're talking about? Yeah. Oh, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Trubisky
and he's been
Miller.
Looking for Sims. Like Corey mentioned, Sims in the preseason as somebody to watch. He's looking for those two tight ends.
Yeah.
To and Kendall Wright, got no receivers. To agree, yeah.
That's for damn sure. Yeah. All right. For more, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Click it. It's right under Matt and Scott over there. We'll be back a little bit later on. But when we go back here on the radio, let's get into some snap counts, including in Indianapolis with Marlon Mack, Robert Turbin, and Frank Gore. Roto Experts continue on right after this.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Back here now, Roto Experts. I did find out during the break that CJ Beathard went to Iowa with George Kittle.
I think I'm gonna look that up.
Love it.
I found that out during the break. All right, let's look at some snap counts. And I wanted to specifically look at the Colts to start this off because the number was 58, and we were having a discussion in regards to how much better Marlon Mack could be. Now that Robert Turbin's out for the year. So the snap number was 58 here for these guys between Frank Gore, Robert Turbin, and Marlon Mack. Can you break it down, Scotty, those three guys, please?
What's the number?
58.
58. I'm going to say 20 for Gore, 20 for Turbin, 18 for Mac. No, wait, hold on. 20, 24, 20, and that would be 14 for Mac.
I'll go 30, 14, 14.
20, 18, 11.
So Scotty was by far the closest here, and I think that's what's really interesting.
It was 58.
Right?
Yeah. So, did I say it wrong?
I think you were 2018-11.
Yeah, I don't think you were. You were not correct. 2018-11 is not.
So
right.
I'm at 23.
What? Let's move on.
I'm not. Let's.
Mess not your
shit is stupid. No.
Thank you.
I came here to talk trash. I came here to take a damn test.
No test is a game.
This is ridiculous.
You hate games.
It's 8 o'clock and it's not even 8 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. Do you know how enhanced I was last night?
I don't.
All right, then.
You went to college. You took math in college.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. You're a college graduate, Corey.
Frank Gore had 23 snaps on Monday night. Robert Turbin had 21. Marlon Mack had 14. Those 21 snaps from Robert Turbin, they're going to get distributed in some way.
Yep.
You have to imagine that he was used not as a change of pace to Frank Gore, but to give him a break. I'm going to say, out of those 21 snaps, the majority of them, so we'll say 11 at minimum, are going to go to Marlon Mack. right? Like, that's at minimum 11 more snaps, which means he's going to get at least about 25 snaps a game.
Yeah, if it's like 60-40 or it's even not 65,
that, I think it's that easy to say that.
Why?
I don't think it's just that easy to say that, just to say, oh, because well, this guy's out, now he's going to step in and get more work. Can he pass protect? Does he know what he's doing? You know what I'm saying? When does he know what he's doing on third down? You know, it's all that kind of stuff goes into getting a young running back involved. So I don't think that's simple.
Yes, that is true. But when it comes to Frank Gore, who's a 34-year-old running back, you think they're going to give all 21 of these snaps to him? Give him on the field 44 snaps.
They don't want to give him to Matt Jones.
They'll give up somebody off the practice squad.
Matt Jones is the guy. Is next.
They'll give something to Matt Jones too.
Really?
What I thought was bizarre is they kept putting Mac. Like, he would be in the backfield, and then they'd motion him out to the outside, like, constantly. So that was kind of like...
I can't see... To me, it's like, I think it's going to become an even time share. I don't think Matt Jones is going to be a factor.
I agree. Matt Jones is not going to be a factor. I can entirely agree with you, Scotty.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm very happy
but
that I got
I see where Corey's coming from, but if he can pass protect and all that stuff, he would get even more reps, and he would overtake Gore, I think.
I don't know about overtaking Gore. They love this guy. They love how durable he's been for them for years. So I don't think that's necessarily
not overtake him as the lead running back. But I would say we would definitely get more snaps.
I would. I'm not putting Frank Gore on the bench. If I'm in Indianapolis, why would you do that?
Who would you rather start in fantasy football, Marlon Mack or Frank Gore?
I'd rather start Marlon Mack. But this is not fantasy football. The Indianapolis Colts an organization, and Frank Gore has been a rock in that place for years now. So there's no reason to disrespect him like that.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to be, like, totally taken out of this office.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Marlon Mack's going to be a thing.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm fully believing that.
I know it's impossible now, but I wish I could try to trade for Marlon Mack previously or something, because now his value is just going way high. And that was a good...
But I think you could still inquire about him this week. He's coming off of, what, two rushes?
Good boy.
So somebody's going to be like, you know what?
I'm going to go look who owns Marlon Mack in my league. I'm going to do that in a moment. Let's go to New Orleans for a snap count. Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara. The number is 78.
Wow, they played a lot.
Well, yeah, they scored 60 points.
Oh, yeah, you got to be on the field to be able to do that.
78. I believe Ingram out-touched him like 31 to 14 or something. So I just kind of know that in my head from the thing.
Okay.
So 78. I'm going to say 48-30.
I was going to say 48-30.
I'll say 41-37, Ingram.
48-30. 47-31. Was it 47-31? Oh, so Scott got it.
No, you guys got it. You guys were one off.
Oh, what was Scott? What did Scott say?
41-37.
What are you so confused about?
Because Scott got it. No, 41. 41. He said 41.
No,
okay,
41 is 7 away from 48.
I thought he said 47. We said 47.
Oh, boy. How enhanced were you last night?
I think he's still in.
He does this every week, though.
It seems excessive today. not like that all the time, but 47-31. Mark Ingram, in the first game without Adrian Peterson, he did outsnap Alvin Kamara by 16. So, Kamara still had 31 snaps, so he's very, very much involved here. But Mark Ingram did have a bit of a significant advantage. Just saying. Let's go to the other team that was on the field in that high scoring affair between Detroit and New Orleans. That's the Detroit Lions. And this is a theoretic game, as we know. The snap count here between these two teams is, between Detroit, rather, these two players, Abdullah and Theoretic. The snap count here is 72.
Cool. 72?
But the one misleading thing about this game is all these defensive touches from both teams.
Absolutely.
You know, and it was like 45-10 at one point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I said, listen, it's a theoretic game. I'm not trying to hide that.
37-35.
That's correct.
Oh.
Look at that.
Is there
bingo.
A bell here? Do I have a bell? I don't think I have a bell, but... Bing. Bing! You got it.
Okay, cool.
You're right. Congratulations.
But wait a minute.
Yeah.
The 35 was son, though, was the little dude, Theo Riddick.
Correct.
The little dude.
You're right. You've got it right, 100%.
I don't like that. Why is he not scoring no fantasy points?
He's going to with Golden Tate out.
I think that happens, but Golden Tate will be back.
Colton Zito will be back.
Last year, I'm putting positivity for Golden Tate.
Year, there was no Amir Abdullah around, so Theo Riddick was getting most of the reps. That's not the case this year.
Let's go to New England. You picked Deion Lewis, or considering picking up Deion Lewis. Other people are picking up Deion Lewis. Let's talk about this for a moment. So the snap count here is 71 between James White, Deion Lewis, and Mike Gillisley. Matt, how would you break down those 71 snaps?
71, I'm going to say 31 Lewis, 24 White, and was 71? Yes, 16 sir. Gillisley.
Scotty.
I'm going to say 30 for Deion Lewis, 27 for White, and 14 for Gillisley.
I think I saw earlier in the week where they had the same amount of snaps. Lewis and White had the same amount of snaps. What was the number again?
71.
29, 12?
Yep.
13, I think.
He definitely had snap counts open because that's two in a row he's gotten right besides getting his math wrong. But besides that.
I have my waiver wire open.
I'm sorry, Corey. Your birthday was last week. I forgot to get your calculator.
That is correct.
I got it right?
You got it right. Oh, okay. 29-29-13. Lewis and White evenly split carries.
No, I saw it earlier in the week where they had the same amount of carries. I think I saw that on Twitter or something.
And there you go. Did you make anything out of that, Scotty?
Next week would be something different with Rex Burkhead in the mix. So, you know, but they like Lewis. You know, the thing with Lewis historically throughout his career is he hasn't been able to stay healthy, and we've already seen Burkhead hurt. It's like I've been saying all along, it's like it's nice to have Lewis, and I could see where Matt's been coming over with Burkhead, but White is the only guy I feel comfortable owning, and Gillisley's been a non-factor since week two.
Well, yeah, Gillisley went from a hero to a zero after the first 2 weeks.
Nice.
I mean, Deion Lewis, what kind of saved him was that he's obviously talented, but that he was so cheap. So, I mean, he did not have a good preseason. So that kept him on the roster. There was no reason for New England to cut him at all. And the opportunity has arisen. He's looked good the last couple of weeks. He's running the ball well. But he's got to stay healthy, number one. And the Burkhead's like that Swiss Army knife that could do many things.
Sure. All right, I have a bunch more that I find really interesting this week. So bear with me, gentlemen. Okay. Baltimore, between Buck Allen and Alex Collins. Okay, we talked a little bit about how good we thought Alex Collins looked this past week. The number is 68, Corey.
34-34.
It is not 34-34. Scott?
I'm going to say 36 for Allen and 32 for Collins. 22 for Collins.
What is it, 68?
32
is
for
right.
Collins.
32
yeah.
Is right.
Mm-hmm. 68?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say 40 for Collins, 28 for Allen.
It was 46-22. With Buck Allen having 46 and Alex Collins only getting 22 snaps, despite how good he may have looked.
Yeah, that's the thing about Collins, though. He makes the most of every touch.
I thought Buck Allen was going to have a really good game this week.
Me too.
Same.
Me too.
And he just did not.
I think he finished like 9.6 in a PPR. Something like that.
Scotty, the number is 73 for Carlos Hyde and Matt Breida.
73. 63 for Hyde, 10 for Breida.
Is he right?
No.
Oh, okay. 73?
Yes, sir.
Oh, 73, I'm going to say 52-21.
52-21. Corey?
What team? I'm sorry.
49-73.
What's the number?
73. 55-18. Matt Breida, not really in the mix here this past week. We're going to take a break.
Never believe
more fake news coming out of
here. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More running back snap counts right after this. Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. Fantasy football is uncomfortable. Trying to replace players on a bye, injured players, it's not easy. But we're here to help each and every day with the Roto Experts. Corey, Devontae Booker's been your boy since the summer. You did a video on Devontae Booker.
How to do traffic wise.
Moving on. He had his highest snap count total since he returned from injury this past week.
Well, I think I might have seen this one too.
Between C.J. Anderson, Devontae Booker, and Jamaal Charles, your number, is this right? Your number is 81. Your number is 81. In a game that they lost.
They ran that many plays. It's good.
81.
C.J. Anderson, Devontae Booker, Jamaal Charles.
Yes.
All right. C.J. Anderson had... No. So, how many was it?
81.
That was a lot.
Yeah. Hope I added that right. It's hard.
Devontae Booker was on the field for 20 of them. Jamaal Charles was on the field for like 10 of them.
That's 30. So that gives you another 51.
T.J. Anderson had 51.
All right. Scott.
I'll say 43 for C.J. Anderson.
Okay.
With, I'll say 24 for Devontae Booker and 14 for Charles.
Okay.
I think the 20 for Booker is correct.
I'm going to say 46 for C.J. Anderson. I'll say 23 for Booker and 12 for Charles.
Jamaal Charles had 20.
Oh, son of a gun. Jamaal Charles knew one of them had 20.
Had 20. Devontae Booker had
23. Okay.
Devontae Booker had 23. Three more snaps than Jamaal Charles. 38 for C.J. Anderson. Things are trending in the right direction for Devontae Booker.
It's on waiver wise.
At least C.J. Anderson came out on Twitter and said he's got to do better. He apologized.
We've said that a couple of times, and just like, I like that. I like when my players do that. It makes me feel good. Does it make you feel good, Corey?
Accountability is very important.
Appreciate that. I appreciate the accountability.
Oh, I think if you're a C.J. Anderson owner, you had a great opportunity to sell very high at some point this year.
I agree with that. Okay, let's go to Washington here, guys. So, Samaje Perine, Chris Thompson. I got a text message just now, Corey. They love your math.
Tell them nothing.
All right. The number here is 70 between Samaje Perine and Chris Thompson. How would you break down, Scott Angle, those 70 snaps?
Watched a lot of this game. It's close. I think 37. I'm going to say 38 for Thompson, 32 for Perine.
Okay.
I'm going to say 40-30 Thompson.
40-30 Thompson.
What's the number again?
70.
So, Perine had 25, right? So, the other boy had 45.
That's correct.
Bing. Ring the bell.
He did. That is correct. Chris Thompson had 45.
Like, hey, whoever is texting Greg, like that. Whoever texting Mr. Sussman, how about you like that? How about you like that, man? How about, hey, I got math for you. D's nuts.
Call you a red man over there.
Yeah. Centimeters.
Really, Scott? Shout out to DX Racer.
45 for Chris Thompson. I like how he advertises D's nuts and DX Racer.
Maturity, Corey.
Yes.
45 for Chris Thompson, 25 for Samaje Perine. Is Samaje Perine, and the early signs of the Rob Kelly very well could return this weekend. Is Samaje Perine droppable? Yes. Would you drop Samaje Perine for Devontae Booker?
Yeah, I would.
I already dropped Perine in 2 leagues last night.
He is droppable. I mean, I have him on my super
team. You gave
team,
up on him? But
I don't know if there's anybody else in the running backs that's available that I want to pick up, because if something does happen again to Kelly, I mean, it's just the opportunity. He hasn't really done much. Catching that touchdown was the most bizarre thing for me.
So would you drop Devontae Booker? Would you drop Samaje?
If Devontae Booker was out there, I would pick up Devontae Booker over Perine.
Yeah,
I have dropped Samaje Perine for Devontae Booker.
Nice
like
job, Greg.
Thank you very
Hopefully
much.
Hopefully it works out better than Eric Ebron.
I'm going to just own everybody. Actually, this is actually the team I owned Eric Ebron on.
Yeah.
So we did videos early in the season on Eric Ebron, Devontae Booker. Who's the last guy? Who's the third one we did that was like this deep sleeper? Somebody else that probably isn't good.
Probably forgot about him already.
Whatever. All right, we'll do just a couple more snapcats, and then we'll move on here, hit the break.
Thank God.
Just a question. On the Fantasy Shopping Network,
yes.
Do you get refunds on Eric Ebron?
Can I send them
Yo,
back?
Yo, we have to do that.
All sales are final.
We got to do that. Yeah, we got to do that. People calling up angry, they're trading in. Who is this on TV? People calling up angry trading. Why is my grandmother on TV? People calling up angry. People calling up angry about Eric Ebron.
Yeah. This Sammy Watkins is damaged. Can I send it back?
I did not advertise for Sammy Watkins.
You did not.
But all sales are final for those Eric Ebron.
I'm playing a team this week that got Sammy Watkins and Amari Cooper in their starting lineup. I'm like, wow.
They're going to blow up.
They're going to go crazy this week. Yeah,
they're
going to
destroy you.
I know that.
That's what's going to happen. All right, like I said,
Sammy Watkins is going to catch 8 catches for 133 yards and 2 touchdowns and then get hurt.
We'll just do a couple more here. Aaron Jones and Ty Montgomery. I gave this one out earlier in the week. Let's see how much you were paying attention, Corey. The number is 63.
Aaron Jones and Ty Montgomery. Number is 63. Aaron Jones. All right, Ty Montgomery, right? Okay, how many plays? Okay, so Aaron Rodgers got hurt. So it's 43-20 because they didn't want Aaron Jones on the field.
This is not fun when he gets him all right every time.
It's another day at the fantasy executive office.
How many?
But everybody. But
how many snaps did Kerwin Williams get this past week?
11.
-2.
4.
Oh, okay. Rough a shot.
But I've been
4 just, more than you expected.
One real quick note on that, because Ty Montgomery, I'm hearing people saying like he's droppable, and
no.
You hear some kind of wild stuff going around, and I think that's just crazy.
I agree. You can't draft them.
My in-season ranks on rotoexperts.com, I got Ty Montgomery in the early 20s and Aaron Jones in the mid-30s.
For in-season
rest
ranks.
Season.
And
rest
you have Jarek McKinnon as an RB1 issue.
Yes, I do.
I do like that.
So you have Jarek McKinnon as a top 12 running back going forward.
12.
Wow. I think that's correct.
Really?
Honestly, yeah. I do.
You know what he is since Dalvin Cook went out? He's RB3.
So since Dalvin Cook went out, Jerry McKinnon is RB3, you're saying. All right, let me do this. Hold on, I think I have a... Let me see if I did this correctly. If I'm as good as I think I am, our first either-or today is Jerry McKinnon, all set up already. So, you're telling me he is RB12 right now. Going forward, Scott has him as RB12. So, Jerry McKinnon or Joe Mixon going forward?
Jerry McKinnon.
Sweep it.
Jerry McKinnon or Mark Ingram going forward?
I'm going Mark Ingram still.
I'm going McKinnon because I think he's the guy, whereas Ingram's going to share more with Kamara.
Mark Ingram.
Are we, Scott, you're not worried a little
Mark
bit?
Ingram's a player I would like to have
I like
for the rest
Mark
of the
Ingram.
Way.
Don't get me wrong.
Where is he
Mark
in season ranks?
I believe he's 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mark Ingram doesn't necessarily have the injury history Jerick McKinnon does. Like, Jerick McKinnon like could get injured.
I just don't know if Jerick McKinnon could run the ball 25 times and then, you know.
I agree.
I don't think that. I think that would hurt his value. I think what they're doing with him right now, like 16, 17 carries, throw him the ball, like give him 10 targets.
Yeah.
I think that's the recipe for success.
Okay. By the way, so in regards to Devontae Booker love, I think another text message for you, Corey. He said he was graded out as one of the worst running backs all year last year. An old rookie, he's already 25 years old.
Okay. Well, then he graded out, but look at the offensive line he was running behind last season. Not to mention the fact when things started going bad, it started going downhill for everybody. So that old line is revamped right now. He can catch the football. He's excellent near the goal line. So I'm not – if you don't want to pick up Devontae Booker, then don't win your championship.
All righty.
Don't make me no difference.
I have him on my practice squad in my Dynasty League lurking, waiting for that.
We have – up next here, we have Doug Martin or Jerick McKinnon. Scott.
Doug Martin, I have at number 9 in my in-season ranks on rotoexperts.com. I got McKinnon at 12.
Corey. Give me McKinnon.
McKinnon.
Both of you guys think McKinnon over Martin. Mm-hmm. So you guys are all in on Jerick McKinnon as an RB1 going forward.
Yeah, I think he's a dual threat. If you're playing the PPR format, this is what you want to have. A guy that's going to get, like say 15, 16 rushes and like 10 targets a game.
I got Martin at 9. I think he's the better pure runner and I'll have more touchdowns.
Sure.
Although I do like McKinnon.
I mean, I'm surprised that you don't have Mark Ingram ahead of Doug Martin. Like, I like Mark Ingram more than I like Doug Martin.
Yeah, I feel like Doug Martin is the guy there. There's no competition.
That's probably true.
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy, but I'll take the
I think Martin's running great and he's going to score a lot of touchdowns.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Has he only played one game?
He's played two games.
I mean, yeah.
He's gotten the touchdown in each game, but
yeah, that's true. That's a good point. All right, Jerick McKinnon. Screw it. I'm gonna do the ones that because I have Mark Ingram down here as well. Jerick McKinnon or DeMarco Murray.
Jerick McKinnon.
I mean, the health is an issue.
And by saying this, Matt, that means if somebody offered you for your DeMarco Murray who you had yesterday, right? I own him in GSD. If someone offers me Jerick McKinnon
in my prime time right now,
I take it.
In my prime time, if I could substitute McKinnon for Murray going forward, I would do it.
You're doing it.
I take it.
Are you going that far, Corey?
I'm going to stick with DeMarco Murray.
It's just based on health. And that Henry. Look, the headline of RotoWire, Malarkey, week six running back timeshare. Good model.
Yeah.
But DeMarco Murray just gets healthy. And, and if they give him this week off, and then he has the bye.
It's close, but I want McKinnon now.
I'll take Murray over McKinnon. Yeah. I can't do it. We'll take a break. We'll wrap up hour number two, Hit TV in a bit. Take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone, we promise. No weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
A little bit of a controversy, but a little crazy things happening this morning, Scott.
I would have did the one that you got, Scott. The one that you got, I think I'd have made that trade.
You think so?
I think I'd have made that trade, the one that you got.
It got pulled off the board, though, before I could accept it.
A crazy trade just went down in the GST League where I think we may have to get commissioners involved and stuff like that. And I never like to go that way in a trade, but... Somebody, I understand Aaron Rodgers' owner's panicking. I'm not sure if Joe's Aaron Rodgers' owner or not, but I understand Aaron Rodgers. Yes. Yeah, he's panicking, but my goodness. I mean, don't.
We're all three of us are in here.
Yeah, all three of us are in. So, Scott, Team A is giving up.
Eric Ebron, Rashard Matthews, Mike Gillisley, and Ben Roethlisberger.
Sucks.
That's like a quarterback and one player.
Right. It's literally Ben Roethlisberger and
Rashard Matthews.
And half of Mike Gillisley, basically.
If you Gillisley's
been nothing since week two.
Exactly.
Four, Mitch Trubisky.
Whatever.
Aaron Jones. Now it gets interesting. Jordy Nelson and Zach Ertz.
I mean, I understand.
I wouldn't take those four guys for Zach Ertz.
I understand. Devaluing the Packers offense, Jordy and Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones mainly a part-time player. But Zach Ertz in that trade, that's highway robbery right there. Something has to be done. That could change the balance of the league.
I offered this guy yesterday, and it got turned down. I offered him Kirk Cousins and Paul Richardson for like Kelvin Benjamin and Trubisky.
You
didn't really ask for that much.
Yeah.
Crazy. This is what you walked in all upset about, too, Scott, this morning. So
yeah, angry. This guy who had Aaron Rodgers who, like, sent me a wacky offer last night, I wanted Kelvin Benjamin for him, so he turned down my trade offer and asked for Nelson Aguilar, Joe Mixon, and Josh Doctson for Kelvin Benjamin.
Seems he doesn't like you.
I guess he felt like he couldn't get over on me. Because he offered me the same package for Kirk Cousins, Nelson Aguilar, Joe Mixon, and Josh Doctson, and he pulled it off the table before I even considered it. The original offer that I had given him was Kelvin Benjamin, Mitch Trubisky for Kirk Cousins and Paul Richardson. But yeah, regardless of all that, that deal is, that's That's highway robbery. I wouldn't take all those guys for Zach Ertz.
Yeah, it's very strange that this is happening in an extra season.
Aaron Rodgers owner panicking. That's an Aaron Rodgers owner panicking. That's what that is.
Well, wasn't it you earlier in the week that said go after the Aaron Rodgers owner because you're going to panic?
Yeah, exactly.
You said that.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go right there. So
you just didn't want it to be in your league.
I didn't want it to be a total bludgeoning. You feel what I'm saying?
Now here's what comes in. There's like Corey says, we have to get the commissioner involved, or do we just let the Aaron Rodgers owner learn his lesson?
You know, I'm not
let
a fan.
Let him be adults and do
listen,
what they do.
I've said this many times. I'm not a fan of vetoing trades.
The dude who made the trade just sent me a text message. That trade was offered to him. How crazy is that? He didn't go out there and look for that trade. That trade was offered to him.
Really?
I couldn't. Man, if that trade was sitting in my inbox, I couldn't hit accept fast enough.
I would have been on Twitter researching every one of those names, being like, what the F am I missing?
You know, it's interesting here. The commissioner is Tony Cincata. I wonder if Tony's going to let this go through.
I don't really think you have a choice.
I agree.
A crazy trade in GST, Matt.
What happened?
Not to the bathroom. This is what happens.
Read the trade, Scott, between Joe and the Black Hand.
Yeah, it's between Joe and Frank. Eric Ebron, Rishard Matthews, Mike Gillisley, and Ben Roethlisberger for Mitchell Trubisky, Aaron Jones, Jordy Nelson, and Zach Ertz.
Yeah, that don't sound right.
I say I wouldn't take all those guys for Ertz.
Who got who? Who got Ertz and Jordy?
The Black Hand.
Frank got Jordy and Zach Ertz.
I wish it was Frank Stanford.
I don't see how you could veto this, how you can't let it go through. These are two guys that know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's true.
If you sign up for trade league, you can't veto trades unless, you know, there's clear. I mean, everybody says collusion, but it has to be.
I mean, this is definitely no collusion here.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
There's not. And that's why I prefer to hunt trade leagues, to be honest with you.
Oh, I love trade leagues.
So if they know what they're doing, what is Joe doing here?
Joe's a panicked Aaron Rodgers owner. Mm-hmm. He needs to get a quarterback in there the best way he can to fill his needed quarterback. And see, that's the thing. Just go to the waiver wire.
I offered him
a better trade where he would have been giving up less, though.
The opposite happened.
Would you rather Kirk Cousins and Ben Roethlisberger?
Yes.
Yep.
And Kirk Cousins already had his bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to say the opposite trade happened in our GST division.
Yeah. We take a break. We come back. We're going to be live on television. We'll hit more with Ezekiel Elliott. We have a lot of either-ors to come as well. Talk about some streaming defenses this hour, too. It's Roto Experts. It's Fantasy Sports Radio Network.